Previously on Family.
But they were so upset with me. Do you really think they'll still come today?
And do your siblings ever share at least some of the responsibility?
But where's my Zahra? Didn't I tell you to bring her work?
How many times must I tell Ma that Amina is a health problem, which is out of her control?
You only ever worried about your darling sons.
I'm not sending my parents to an old age home. I'm telling you that.
How could you, Adam? How could you?
Everything okay, Doc?
They say that children are the rainbows of life and grandchildren are the pots of gold. With the little birth of Hanzala and Humaira, the Valley family was now blessed with two pots of gold, or double, triple, as their granny lovingly referred to them.
I've been waiting for them to get discharged for ages. Alhamdulillah, they'll be home soon now. I'm so excited.
I've never seen you this happy before, Fari. Not even on our wedding day.
Well, Junaid, that's because I never imagined that we'd be lucky enough to have our own double trouble as grandchildren.
Well, you better not call them that in front of Zah. You know, new mothers tend to be overly sensitive. Remember how you were when she was just born?
Ah, Junes. Please don't remind me.
I'll never forget how you spent an hour crying after someone told you she has cat eyes. And yet, they meant it as a compliment.
Well, it was an awful way of saying Zahra had gorgeous eyes. So, how was I to blame? Anyway, enough of chit-chatting, Junes. You'll be fetching her one of these days and her room isn't even ready. I was thinking, she can just move into the guest room instead of staying in her own room.
Why? What's wrong with her room? She loves it, Fari.
Junes, no. It's too small for her and the two kids. She can take the guest room section. It will give her some privacy.
Junaid anxiously realizes that the time to tell his wife the truth is finally here. He takes a deep breath and...
Actually, Fari, I've been meaning to tell you something.
Meaning to tell me what, Junaid?
The happiness of having two additional members to the family is not restricted to Junaid and Farida. Hawa and Adam are ecstatic. Even Hamza is delighted to be a grand uncle at such a young age.
Imagine, I'm already a grand uncle.
And you still don't know what you're doing with your life.
Adam! Actually, Pa, I was about to tell you and Ma. I got accepted at Wits.
Mashallah, my poiro. I'm so happy for you. You must eat two rakas shukr salah.
You know, acceptance is the first step. You still have a very long way to go, Hamza.
I know. But Pa, please make dua for me. There's just a slight problem.
What's wrong now?
To secure my spot for next year, I need to pay them a little deposit. It's just about 4 grand, Pa.
4,000? So much?
Wait. What do you mean, Hamza? Are you bribing them into accepting your application? What do you need so much money for to secure your spot?
No, Pa. I'm not bribing them. It's just the way things work with these universities, Pa. The deposit will be deducted from my tuition fees afterwards, Pa.
It's a huge amount. When do you need it by?
Within a few months, Pa.
Don't worry, Bachu. The India money will come by then, and then we can use it to pay for your studies.
Meaning to tell me what, Junaid?
Junaid stalls for a minute, wondering if there'll ever be a good time to tell Farida about his parents. Deciding that there probably never will be an ideal time, he blurts out.
Pa and them are moving in with us from the end of this month.
What?
I'm sorry. I know I should have told you.
But told me? No, Junaid. You were never supposed to tell me this. You were supposed to ask me about this first. I can't believe that you went ahead and took such an important decision. A decision that will affect my life, Zahra's life, and even our innocent grandchildren's life. Without consulting any one of us, how could you be so darn selfish?
I didn't ask you because I knew that you had enough to deal with, Fari. All I did was to make a decision that I think is the best for our entire flock.
Oh, stop it with your shepherd story. I told you, just because you may be the shepherd of your family does not mean that you get to bully us into doing what suits you all the time. Especially when you have no consideration of how your stupid choices will impact on our lives.
Relax, Farida. Just relax and hear me out. Ma and Pa are old. We don't even know how many years they have left with us.
Yes, Junaid. My parents were also old. But did I leave you and Zahra to fend for yourselves and move in with them? If you wanted to be a mama and papa's boy all your life, you should have not married me.
Farida, can you please just listen to me first? Ma and Pa are old, and they can't manage to live on their own. I can't afford to pay for a caregiver for them right now. Don't you understand? Even the money for their rental is too much for me. By letting Ma and Pa move in here, we are cutting costs.
Who are you kidding, Junaid? How are we cutting costs? What about all their monthly expenses? Oh, it's all going to fall solely on your shoulders now.
No, it won't. Because Nadim is willing to pay for everything they need. In fact, he's even insisted on giving you a small amount as a token of thanks for keeping them here.
And for how long will this arrangement last, Junaid? What if I really can't manage with them under one roof?
I was thinking that once Pa's inheritance money comes from India, what we'll do is we'll build a completely separate cottage for them in our backyard. So in that way, they'll only be with us in the same house for a little while, and afterwards, you'll have your space back.
In our backyard? In my backyard? So that once they pass on, your siblings can take over my backyard?
No, 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 Fari. I'll speak to them, and if they agree, we'll put the cottage into Zara's name. In that way, if anything happens to Ma and Pa, Zara can take the cottage.
Ha! I don't see your siblings agreeing to that. But I suppose if Ma and Pa agree, then who's to argue? Okay, Junaid, I'll allow this on one condition.
What condition, Fari?
That Amina must not set foot in my house.
But Fari, why now?
Because her eyes are all over the place. I don't even know what you were thinking of when you allowed her to come to the hospital to see our grandchildren. I'm telling you, Junaid, she made nizar on my poor daughter. That's why Zahra's life is such a mess. I don't trust her for one second.
Okay, fine. Is that your only condition?
Junaid makes his way to his parents' apartment after receiving Farida's conditional consent to the arrangement. He enters the apartment and finds his parents and Hamza engaged in discussion.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, bye, it's you. Congrats on literally becoming a grandfather.
Literally?
You used to act like a grandfather long before you even became one.
Very funny, Hamza. Anyway, jokes aside, I came to tell you all something very important.
What is it, Beta? Ahumira and Hanzala, okay? What did the doctor say about Hanzala?
Ma, the doctors are positive that with time, Hanzala's condition will clear, inshallah. We'll just have to keep an eye on him.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant both of them a long, healthy life.
Amin. So, what do you want to tell us, Junaid?
Pa, I'd like Ma, Pa and Hamza to move in with me from the end of this month.
Really? Is Farida okay with it?
Gee, Ma, she is.
Oh, that would be lovely. At least we won't be so lonely. What do you think, Adam?
It might be a good idea. I've joined Junaid in the business and Hamza.
I'm not moving in with Junaid.
How? Hamza? Why not? Your boy is offering you a roof over your head and you don't want to move in?
A roof over my head? Ha! Feels more like a noose around my neck. No thanks.
Hamza!
Listen here, Hamza. If you don't want to move in with me, then don't. But you better find a place quickly. Because there's no way we are paying for your rental. No way.
But, did I ask you to pay for my rental?
No, but you sponge of mine, Pa. That's all you've been doing until now.
Hamza and Junaid, please, you don't have to fight. Adam, tell them something.
I'm not getting involved, Hawa.
With that, Adam walks away into his bedroom and Hawa stares helplessly at her sons, who are still heatedly arguing.
You know what, Junaid? You are entitled to your own opinion. But ask yourself, who spent most of the time with Pa and Ma, even when it was inconvenient and the rest of you ran off that farm? Ask yourself. Come on, ask yourself. Who just strolls in to see them occasionally? And who sacrifices almost every aspect of their life to do what makes them happy? Can you tell me?
Bravo, Hamza, bravo. I love how you make being a parasite to one's parents sound so noble. Bravo, brother. You're right. You know what? You're right. We ought to thank you for living with our parents all these years.
Don't thank me, Junaid. But mark my words. You'll soon find out just how rewarding a job it is for yourself.
Listen, Hamza. Listen properly. Stop worrying about what I'll find out and focus on finding yourself a house, an income, and maybe even finding yourself if you are not already lost for good.
Oh, I will. And when I do, I'll show you. Junaid, you will eat your words. And that I'll make a promise on.
Hawa closes her eyes and feels her head spin. She cannot even understand what Hamza and Junaid are saying to each other. She holds her head and slowly opens her eyes, just as Junaid says.
What are you waiting for? Get a move on.
Yeah, you're right. I'm out of here.
Hawa watches in silent shock as Hamza rushes to his bedroom, grabs his few belongings, and comes to the front door. He stops to give Hawa a hug.
Don't go, Hamza. Please.
Hamza places a kiss on his mother's forehead.
Junaid will take care of you, Ma. But I love you.
With a single nod in Junaid's direction, Hamza leaves.
Junaid, what did you do? Go stop your brother.
For what, Ma? Let him go if he wants to go. Let him learn the hard way.
How am I going to manage all alone here?
I'm taking mine far away now.
What will Farida say?
Pushing Farida's reaction to the back of his mind, Junaid phones Safia and informs her of all that transpired.
Did you at least ask Hamza where he's going?
No, I don't want to know where he's going. I was so angry with him, I really didn't care enough to ask. Whenever the going gets tough, he bails out on us.
Ma must be in a state.
She is, Safia, trust me, she is. She hasn't even packed any of her belongings yet.
Okay, you know what? I'll come over quickly and help Ma and Pa pack what they absolutely need. You carry on home and inform Farida so that she's not caught completely off guard.
Yeah, you're right, sirs. You know what? I'd rather not have that volcano erupt in front of Ma and Pa. Were you able to manage to drop them off at my house afterwards?
Absolutely. I'll see you soon, boy.
Jazakallah, sirs. Really appreciate it.
Safia heads over to her parents' apartment while Junaid completes the daunting task of informing Farida of their arrival.
You know, I'm not even surprised anymore.
So let me get this straight. You're not upset?
Oh, I am upset. But for what must I waste my breath? I'm exhausted. So you know what, Junaid? Whether they come now or in a month's time, it doesn't make any difference to me. Because you, my dear husband, are going to look after them all by yourself. They are your parents, and it's your duty.
So what actually are you saying, Fari? Are you leaving me?
Hell no. Why should I leave you? All I'm saying is, I'm not doing anything extra for them. I have Zaza and my grandkids to focus on. You can take care of your parents. In fact, I'm going to bed now. You can wait after them, okay?
After packing what she thought was absolutely essential and locking the apartment, Safia drives her parents to Junaid's house. Her mother's crying can easily be heard in the silence.
My poor Bachu. Where will he even sleep tonight? Ya Allah, my poor Hamza.
Mario wakes up with a start at the sound of his phone ringing. He fell asleep while waiting for Sophia to return. He answers without really looking at the caller's number.
Assalamu alaikum, Adil.
All traces of sleep disappear as Adil realizes whose call it is. He replies to her greeting and briefly inquires about her health. He realizes that he still needs to withdraw his proposal and struggles to find the right words. An awkward silence follows, but Nadira breaks the silence before him.
Adil, I thought about your proposal. And? You may go ahead and speak to Wali.
Adil notes the contact details of her Wali without saying much and then politely ends the call. His heart drops as he realizes what this means, and his head spins as he tries to figure a way forward that won't hurt anyone else around him.
Sophia and her family won't accept this, but how do I withdraw my proposal just when Nadira is ready to accept it? There must be a way. There has to be a way to make both of them happy. There just has to be a way.
Will Adil find a way to keep everyone happy and to protect both Nadira and Sophia from unnecessary heartache? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, another episode of Radio Islam's drama series Family, and very interesting. We spoke recently about the old age home. In fact, yesterday we discussed the old age home. Today we move on to the other aspect, and that is the parents now coming into the son's house. Now, from what we understand here, Molana, Junaid is bringing his family, his parents home, or he wants to bring his parents home, but Farida is taking objection. At first it might seem like Farida is the evil one, but I'll hear her out and understand. She says that, listen, you don't tell me these things, you need to ask me, or you need to make mashura. And then a very interesting point she says here, she says, it doesn't mean that you're the shepherd of our family, that you can go around and bully us into doing things that suits you all the time. Walana Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and your comments on this.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, it's all about diplomacy, and I mean, no human being in their own right mind would discard their parents. But it's just the strategy that you adopt. If Junaid had to approach it and coax it in a better way, like, my darling, and then she would ask, like, what's wrong? And I'm just thinking now, in a previous meeting with all my siblings, we discussed the options for mommy and daddy. You know, I don't want to send my parents to old age home. You know, you play along those lines, you know, beat around the bush, and then she'll come to the conclusion that, okay, so are you trying to say that we should bring mom and dad into the home? And then you say, like, what's your idea? What do you think about it? So here, you're making her own the idea. You're making her own the whole concept. And she'll be more than happy to assist and make the adjustment, Manana, as opposed to just pushing it down, as you mentioned.
See, that is true. I don't think she actually had a problem with the parents coming home as such. The major problem is that Junaid made the decision without her. So I don't think it's a thing of, you know, she doesn't want them here, whatever. And even if you look in today's time, between couples or, you know, between families, etc., whether it be any decision, not just about appearance, but any decision, you'll find sometimes the person is not happy with the decision, not because of the decision, but because that person wasn't part of the decision making. So that is where, once again, the beauty of Mashura comes in, and this has been taught to us by the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yes, Jazakallah khairan Farid Mala Yusuf. Wonderful points raised in today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.